My name is Carol Klum, and I do live in Clarksville, New Hampshire. Years ago, my husband and I relocated from Berlin because we had lost a 125-acre farm to zoning. Now we're being forced to give up a 5-acre parcel because Northern Pass wants to put the line right in front of the property, going up Wiswell Road and then right up the other side of my house. So that's two sections, in the front and on the side. We're definitely going to relocate again. My husband's terminally ill. He's been through a lot, and I was hoping that this monster would just go away, but it's not. So two summers ago, I'll tell you a story about how I went to a wonderful gathering in Vermont. It was called a summer festival, and it was to educate New Hampshire about their dealings with the power line coming out of Quebec. We had a nice picnic out there. People had a good time. There was music. Katie Rose sang her anti-Northern Pass song. There were several groups, local bands, and they all played off of a solar bus powered by solar energy. And they played all day on just that little solar bus. And they were advising people on how to get solar panels for their homes and different forms of energy that we can use without, you know, having Northern Pass destroy our beautiful state. What I need to say is difficult to put in words. It's hard to say how I feel about the whole thing because I feel like I'm being crushed by the Canadian government. It's a foreign entity that's entered into the United States, and now I don't know if I can pledge allegiance to the United States or am I pledging to the Canadian flag. They've bought up half of the town of Clarksville and then some in other sections in Stewartstown and here and there. So I mean, it's hard to know what's going to happen. I certainly don't want to be Canadian. I have family up there. I have nothing against the people. It's just their government. They just don't get the big picture. You can't cross a border and tell people how to live in the United States. It's supposed to be a free country. Well, we know it's not entirely free. We've all paid heavy prices to live the way we live. Each and every one of us has given up little bits of our freedom each and every day. I walked away from a fight in Berlin. I didn't feel it was worth going to war and killing people over. That was 125 acres. I'm down 5 acres and it's still not worth killing people over. But by Jesus, if somebody comes to my home and threatens to remove me off of my property, I will fight. I'm tired of moving. I just don't like their helicopters flying over my property all the time and basically harassing me when I'm out there trying to do chores, spooking my animals. You know, I do have livestock. It's been, you know, kind of like a harassment type thing with them. I'm just fed up to the point of, you know, should I pack up and go live in Vermont? Because these people get the big picture. They tried to show us at the festival that this Northern Pass, well, Quebec, could not be trusted. They do tell a lot of lies. They promised these people big taxes, which they never got. They put up this power line through Vermont and have not kept a single promise that they made the Vermont people. And that's why they went out of their way to warn us. Beware. Do not trust Canada. I'm sorry I have to say this. I have family up there. But, you know, yeah, I've said enough. I know it's not polite to talk about foreign entities, and the government might get me, but, you know, God have mercy upon us. Amen.